In his foolish, diseased mind, the rich man never once considered that he was mortal. Death did not concern him. He studied with passion how to enjoy all that God had given him, thinking that he would live many years. But sadly, unexpectedly, he hears the judicial voice of God saying to him, "Fool, fool, this night your soul is required of you. So, where is your honor now? How do you feel?" "Vain and foolish man," God says to him, "this very night the thread of your life will be cut, and you will depart into eternity. What defense will you give for your indifference toward your soul, and for squandering precious time, caring only about earthly things?" These things, of course, apply to every person, not only to the rich man of today's gospel. My brothers, the faithful Christian looks not at the passing nature of this present life, but at the eternity of the other life. He sees a sun that will never set. He sees a day that will never turn to evening. He sees a life without night. For the faithful, death causes no loss. On the contrary, it is the bringer of joy and gladness. It is the carrier who leads us from the things that flow away to the things that abide. The duration of this present life, then, is minimal compared to the duration of eternity. What is a drop in the ocean? What is a grain of sand on the endless shore? What is a little leaf within the forest? What is a snowflake upon the vast snow-covered mountain peak? This is what time is before eternity. Since people seek joy, compare the joys of this fleeting earthly life against the joy of eternity. The false joys not only pass away, but hide bitterness within them. The joys of the world are poison smeared with sweetness and wrapped in gold paper. The one life is seen, visible. The other life is eternal, unseen, invisible. Which one has value, the body that we see or the soul that we do not see? The soul can live without the body, but the body cannot live without the soul. Death itself proves this. When death comes, the soul continues to live even though it no longer has the body, while the body decays without the soul. The cage has value because it shelters the bird, but the bird can live both inside the cage and outside it. Outside the cage, it lives more comfortably and more freely, and soars to great heights. So too, the soul freed from the cage of the body flutters up to great heights, angelic, heavenly, divine. The eternal life is invisible. To the eyes of the body it is invisible, but to the eyes of the soul it has hypostasis, it truly exists. It is real. The heart is invisible to the eyes of the body, yet the doctor sees it by using the rays. And we too see many things with the senses of the body, but the invisible world we see with the rays of faith. The soul sees when the eyes close and a person sleeps. The proof is in the dream. This simple phenomenon that we call a dream is proof that the soul exists, that the soul has its own eyes, and that the soul lives outside space and time. You sleep, worn out, for a few minutes, and you see a dream with such adventures that, to actually take place, they would need hours and many days. You wake startled by some episode of the dream. You look at your watch and, astonished, you find that you had slept only 2 minutes. You know that even the most eventful dream lasts only a few seconds, and sometimes merely a fraction of a second. Just as you close your eyes in sleep and the soul sees, so too you close your eyes in death, and the soul continues to see. Only then it no longer sees dreams, but realities beyond this world. We pass from time into eternity. Time is money of incalculable value, not with a drachma, but with a single minute, we purchase eternity. It is enough that this minute be a true minute of time. How did the thief buy paradise with a single minute? He needed not even a minute to confess Jesus Christ, to beg for his mercy, and to say with sincere repentance, "Remember me, Lord, in your kingdom." This is why the Apostle Paul cries out, "See then that you walk carefully, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Here is the bargain of this age. With the little time we have in the present, we purchase the eternity to come. And that time is very little indeed, not only because, even if our life reaches 100 years, it is but a moment compared with eternity, but also because for many the time separating them from death is very short, and may at any moment be reduced to nothing. Let us hurry, then, to make this purchase of paradise. We can. It is the best investment of our life. The time of this life is a sowing. Eternity is the harvest. Tell me what you sow, and I will tell you what you will reap. Sow faith, sow love, sow tears of pain and repentance, and you will reap the joy of eternal paradise. The Lord says it, he shall receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life, and Paul emphasizes it, for this light momentary affliction is preparing for us, beyond all measure, an eternal weight of glory. The psalmist foretold it, they who sow in tears shall reap in joy. My Orthodox Christians, we are free. Take care with our freedom. It can become the hand of our salvation, or it can become the knife of our self-destruction. It depends on the choice we make. Which do you prefer? To be the saplings in the nursery of this present life that will be transplanted into the garden of eternity, or to become the logs that will feed the fire of hell? We are free to choose. The rich fool of today's holy gospel, using his time, the money of his life, and his freedom foolishly, became a log for the eternal fire in hell. My dearest ones in Christ, we have wasted enough time. There is no room for delay. How long will we go on gambling with our eternal interests? How long will we go on auctioning off eternity? How long will we go on living as though we were not Christians? Let us delay no longer. Now, not tomorrow. Now God is calling us. Now our time can become a promissory note by which we gain eternity. Yes, Lord of glory, Jesus who loves mankind, our beloved Christ, count us worthy to gain eternity, using the time of our life to do your holy will and yours alone. Amen.